Pischuli, Pischuli shel Machat, Ani Eftach, Pischuli shel Ulam, Zvon Chazal. Rabbi Yishlam says, Pischuli, Pischuli shel Machat. You open a small hole the size of a sewing needle. Bani Eftach, and I'll open for you Kapischa Shel Ulam, like the Pesach, like the opening of a Ulam, of a hall. Or there's another Chazal, Pischuli Pischa Shel Machat, Bani Eftach, Kapischa Shel Agolim, Shagolim the Agolos that can go through. And the Rebbeinu Shlom tells us that Pischuli Pischa Shel Machat, you have to make a small move in the right direction, Bani Eftach, and I'll open up for you. I'll open up for you a total new dimension. Kapischa Shel Ulam, like the doors of a ulam, of a hall. Pischa li pischa shel machat. Lechora, every person feels, if I make that little move in the right direction, the Rebbein Shalom Bani Eftach, Rebbein Shalom gives a haftacha, I'll open up for you something much bigger. The Belia writes in Sefer, if you don't feel that the door's been opened for you, Kapischa Shel Ulam, if you don't feel that suddenly there's a you feel like there's a Rebbein Shalom opened up the door and it's come easier to do tshuva or to sit and learn or to daven, then it weiss to chois and it's mashma that the Pischuli Shel Machat hasn't even started yet. When we come into 2 days before the chasima, two more nights, we're going to be standing the din. Everything goes according to how we sound, we signed our name on the dotted lines before Motzei Yom Kippur, we come to a Ne'ilah. And Rebellion used to always be makbid in Shmuzen and with Bochum privately, that you have to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. Everybody has to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh. What he can take on, some small hanhoga, which he knows for sure he'll be able to keep for the rest of the year. Rebbe used to say that if you keep the hanhoga during the year, it has a kedushas Yom Kippur all the way through the year. He has this a Kabbalah from the altar. That a Kabbalah that Yom Kabbalah and Yom Kippur has a kedushas Yom Kippur all the way year through. There's a famous story, I remember when it happened, it was about 21, 22 years ago, that in the winter's man, every month, there's, let's say about 5-6 shchunot of Yerushalayim, different areas of Yerushalayim, every month a younger man was nifta in that shchunah. Started off in Sanhedrin Urchevet, then in Ramot, then in Har Nof. I think by the end of the winter there was about 150 Yisraelim. Just from that winter. Every shchuna, one month, had a younger man that was nifta. Whether he just dropped dead, or whether he got sick and he was gone within a week or two. And they went to Rav Shach. A few younger lads got together and went to Rav Shach and asked Rav Shach, what do we do? And Rav Shach turned around and said, the olim has to be makabal, a small kabbalah, not a big kabbalah. Shach then said, Birchas Hamozin with a bencher. Birchas Hamozin with a bencher. And you should have Kavona, the first brocha. Birchas Hamozin is doch der Reise, like a shmuel. Birchas Hamozin. And the young guy who was sitting there said, what about the rest of the brochas? He said, Halavai will be able to keep just the one brocha, with Kavona. What's Rashat? What was Rashat? Rashat was trying to be realistic. We're talking about Yungalite, B'nai Torah. a Kabbalah has to be a Kabbalah that you know for sure you can keep, and that will be kept. Remember, a guy came over to me last year, he says, what Kabbalah shall I be makabal on myself? And he came and gave me an idea of what I should tell him, like, Ashayotah v'kavon, I can't remember what his idea was, and it wasn't a big Kabbalah. I said, no, that's too big. I said, make a Kabbalah that you shouldn't speak with your tefillin on. Because the Indian of Kabbalah means, pshat, is I show a certain seriousness that the Rebbeinu Shloim is din. When I walk into court, I'm coming in with a lawyer. I'm showing that the Rebbeinu Shloim, there's a certain seriousness of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. I showed some sort of chashivas to the Yom HaDin. And here I am coming with a small Kabbalah, but it's a Kabbalah that I can keep. It's a Kabbalah that I know that every day I'll be able to keep it. And it's not out of the way, and it's not out of whack. And it's not something that I'm taking on that within a week or two it's going to be out the window. It's something that I can hold on to it, and this is what I come to the Yom HaDin with. Small Kabbalah, but it's a Kabbalah that shows a machshiv kovod shemayim. I respect kovod shemayim. I know that avodas Hashem is the ikar. I'm not holding there, but I'm making a small step in the right direction. The Goyin used to write. The Goyin writes in Ma'aser Rav that half the problem why people have tainus on the Ribbono Shel Olam, they have tainus on themselves, they get depressed. I worked very hard, I was holding on a gewaldige Madrega, and I fell, and everything went out the window. The Goyin says, nobody else is to blame except yourself. Because when you jump four steps, and you miss the fourth step, you fall eight. When you jump one step and you miss, you might get back onto the step that you were. You don't have a big fall. When you jump too quick, it doesn't stay with you. Mi yale bahar Hashem, we say. Who can climb up? But it's much harder. Umiyokum bimkayim kachu. Who can stay there? The only way we'll be able to stay in a madrega, everybody's climbing. Some of us climb quicker, but we fall back even worse. Because when you miss that step, and you're taking a big jump, the fall is much bigger. Mi yokum bimkayim kachu. Who can actually establish themselves for mokim kotshoi, that's only the ones that who were yale, who went up slowly, step by step. A small Kabbalah, a small little Kabbalah. I want to talk about a sugya, which some of you perhaps have heard me talk about it before, but it's a sugya that be'etzim the whole Yom Kippur and be'etzim the whole tefillah by Ne'ilah is Tolion. Well, I mean the tefillah of Ne'ilah. What is the last tefillah of by Ne'ilah? Hashem Hu Elokim. We stream Shema Yisrael, we makabel El Malchus Shemayim, Baruch Hashem Kved Malchusay, we say on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, V'Kol Rom. What's the meaning of saying it, V'Kol Rom? Because we're like Malachim, we're being makabel Shem Hashem. Baruch Hashem Kved Malchusay, Lo Elam Voed, Hashem Hu Elokim, till we get to the Madrega of Ato Reis El Adas, which is on Simchas Torah, Ein Oid Milvadei. It's all about Kved Shemayim. And there's a Nakuda, which all of us are Nichshel in, which I think is a very dangerous Nakuda to walk into Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur with it. Let me bring out a Mefurusha Halachin Shulchan Aruch. Halachin Shulchan Aruch is, Lo Yasiach Sichas Chulin, a person shouldn't talk. B'Shah Shashliach Tzibuch Chayze HaTfilah. B'Shah when the Shliach Tzibu, when the Chazan, is doing Chazara on Shemoneh Esra. V'imsochu, and if he talks, Choyta, he's a Choyta. V'godl Avoyna Minsoya, his Avera is too heavy to carry. V'goyerem boy, and you've got to tell him off. Now there's no other place in Shulchan Aruch that says that Avera is too heavy to carry. Not by Chil Shabbos, not by eating on Yom Kippur, not by any avera that your mind should think of, that could be the worst, does it say, Godel Avoinim in Soya, the avera is too heavy to carry. One Aveira. Schmoozing in the middle of Chazaras Hashem. And this is Negeh to Kaddish as well. But God Avinim in Seif State Av Chazaras Hashem. Kaddish, Baruch HaSeh, by Kris HaTayra. What is the big Aveira? Avar it's an Aveira. Why is it God Avinim? The Aveira is too heavy to carry. I mean, Kido, of all the men, you'd think that, you know, world tragedy over here. So a few guys at the back are saying a shmooze, a chap shmooze, or they make a joke. What's the grace of Zach? Where do you find God, the Loshon of God Lavoinam in Seir? Where do you find such a Loshon? By Cain. When Cain killed Hevel, so basically I think he killed a quarter of the world. In those days there was Cain, Hevel, Adam and Chava. See, he killed one person, he wiped out a quarter of the world. And the Rebbe Shlom came to him with the Taina, where's Hevel? And when he explained to him what he did, he said, Godl Avinim in Soya, my Avera is too heavy to carry. I can understand that Loshon, when a guy wipes out a quarter of the world, he kills his own brother, it's a heavy Avera. Where does such a Loshon come in to Chazaras Hashem? Everybody knows the famous Maisel, the Tosfos Yontov, when the Cossacks went flying through Poland in 1649, what we call Gezeres Tachentat, and they plunged all through Europe, killing thousands and thousands of Jews. And it was probably one of the biggest eisoros that Klal Yisrael had in the history of being in Golos, besides the Inquisition, besides the Holocaust. But this is a big tkufa of Klal Yisrael, those 2 years, 48 and 49, 1648 and 49, where Chmelnytsky went through and plundered through Poland, killing out hundreds of thousands of Jews. And the Tosfos Yontov, who was a Talmud of the Maral, made a Shelas Cholom. Shelas Cholom means, I'm not here to tell you how to do it, but a Shelas Cholom means that you ask a Shaila in a Cholom from Shemayim. What is Pshat? Why is Klal Yisrael getting such sorrows? And the Tosfos Yontov did a Shelas Cholom, and the answer was that because Klal Yisrael are not makbid, they're talking in shuls, they don't have covered for the Bati Knesiyos and Bati Midrashim of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, there's a tremendous kitrug against Klal Yisrael. So that's why the Cossacks had the koyach to go through to wipe out Klal Yisrael then. And if you look in the Sidurim, you'll see there's a special Misha Berach that the Tosfos Yontov was Masakin, that he made a Misha Berach that should be said for those who are Shema Piv L'Shenei B'Shas Chazaras Hashatz and Kaddish and Kriyas HaTorah. Even today, they once asked the Beis Yisrael, how come Hitler never made it to the Svadisha world? He touched it a bit, but he never got to it. Only the Ashkenazim got wiped out. And Beis Yisrael said, because the Svadim were always marked with uncovered Beis HaMedrash. Svadim, you'll walk into a Svadisha shul, the cover that they have for their shuls, there's no talking. There was a tremendous cover that they had. That covered saved the Svadisha Jews from Hitler. That's what the Beis Yisrael once said. Ashkenazim, who had this machla of what we call Shtiebel Hoppen, they didn't have the schus to keep. And the shaila is, what is the big kitrug? So people speak, doesn't say it about Lashon Hara, as a shtickle, doesn't say it about other averas. One big avera, Klal Yisrael spoke during Bati Knesiyos and Bati Midrashim, big deal. Therefore, Klal Yisrael got wiped out. There was no schus, 6 million Jews, the Cossacks. What exactly is the big deal? The reason why Klal Yisrael went through Tzoros, nobody understands. Mida Kenega Mida, nobody over here can turn around. None of the Gedolim can say, because of this. We don't have Urim V'Tumim, we don't have Nevi'im. But there's a different shaila that we can ask. When did the war break out? The war broke out, I think, on Tisha B'Av, 1939. Yeah, make a cheshbon. They broke into Poland. You're talking about thousands and thousands of Yidden who were mispalel that year. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, G'dayli Yisrael. How many G'dayli Yisrael were wiped out? What happened to their tefillahs? What happened to all their tefillahs? What happened to the tefillahs of Tineikah Shel Beis Rabban? Where did it all go? What happened to all the Tanaisim, the Hungarians, the Polish, the Galiciana? You're talking about millions of Jews. You're talking about millions of Jews who were mispalel when they saw the Sakana in front of them. Where did those tefillahs go? That kasha you're allowed to ask. It's a big kasha. What happened to all the tefillahs? More than that, Klal Yisrael were promised, Ki mi goy gadol, where's their nation? Asher lo yalekim krov me'elov, Kashem alakeinu b'chol kareinu elov, where's their nation that the Ribbono Shel'olam is so close to them that he'll answer them wherever they are? What happened to the tefillahs of Aseret who made tshuva of 5 years in Poland, in Europe? What happened to all those tefillahs? What happened to all the tefillahs of the gedolim that were on the trains going in towards Auschwitz and to all the other camps? Where did those tefillahs go? And the Rebbeinu Shlom says, Dir Shashem bi motzei, karu b'yisei korov, eila asara yomim, b'chol kareinu eilov, whenever we call him, he'll answer us. What happened to the tefillahs during Aseret who made tshuva? Where did they go? That kasha we have. What's pshat? B'shas when a person walks in to a base of Knesset, he's better than walking in to her private inner palace of Avinu Malkeinu. However you want to look at it. Whether it's Avinu, whether it's Malkeinu. Imagine walking into your... I can't bring a ride from my house, but most of your guys' house. You walk into your house and you sit down in the beautiful salon on a nice sapa. Nice couch, and you pull out a nice cigarette, and then you put it out on the floor. I'm not even going to think of what's going to go on in your house. The amount of screaming that will go on. Stell dich vor, you spit, right? You got to put the cigarette out, so you spit on the cigarette, right? If you have a... Stell dich vor, by the time you've finished, your mother walks into a salon, to her main room, that looks like my office by night. The floor, the table. Take a look how it looks after a few bochum had just been sitting around. Tell the four how they would react. Tell the four you walk into the Ribbono Shel'olam's inner palace. This is the Bati Knesset and Bati Midrashim is what the Ribbono Shel'olam has left in Golos. This is his Mokim. Mokim Torah where people learn, Ein lo elak gadish baruch hu b'ilomoy, el adal adam shel halacha. That's all he has. That's all he has left. The Bati Midrashim and Chutz Loretz, Osid, the Ribbono Shel'olam in the future, he's going to take them and put them in Eretz Yisrael. This is the Ribbono Shel'olam's private sanctuary. You walk in and you start davening to him. A minute later, you get a phone call. Boom, you're out there. Chazoros Hashatz. Chazoros Hashatz is more important than the Tefillah of Shemoneh Esrei itself. The Halacha. You're talking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then you suddenly turn around and make a joke. What are you telling the Ribbono Shel Olam? Read between the lines. What are you telling the Rabbeinu Shlomo? You walk into my personal office, you walk into the Mokum where that's all I have left in Golos, is the Bote Midrashim, what it can see is. This is my Beis HaMikdosh Ma'at. This is my small Beis HaMikdosh. And you spit me in the face. Aye Kvoidi. Where's my covered? Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Mordechai Kapasuk, Ben Yechavedov ve'eved ve'adoinov. A son respects his father, and Eved respects his Adon. Vim av ani, if I'm your father, aye kavoidi. Where's my covered? Vim adoinim ani, if I'm your master, aye meiroi. Where's your fear? Om Hashem Tzvokis. The Ribbono Shel Olam turns around and says, when I feel you're being mevazen my avoida, I don't take any interest in your avoida. Your avoida means nothing. Tfilas was said. Nobody was mezalzel but tfilah. But you can be mevatel the koyach ha-tfilah by spitting the Ribbono Shel Olam in the face. You can daven a langish manesra, and the minute you make a joke in the middle of a chazaras hashatz, you just took the Shemana Esra, you threw it out the window. Because Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to answer it. Because Ribbono Shel Olam says, what? This is the way you respect me? In my office? In my Beis HaMikdosh Ma'at? You make a litzonus? You can run out from me in 2 minutes because I got an important text, an important phone call. I can walk up and down and make a joke here and joke there. Aye kavoidi. If this is what you're worried about, so your tefillah has no koyach. You took away the koyach of the tefillah. Tefillahs were said, but they couldn't go. They didn't make it. Didn't make it. Because Ribbono Shel Olam said aye kavoidi. There's a bizoin in my own sanctuary. It's not again. Avada, avada. Tfilah talking. There's bigger averis than talking during Chazal Sashat. But the damage that it does is Godel Avinim and Soya. It's too heavy to carry. The damage that it causes is unbelievable. It takes away the koyach from the tfilah. Stell dich vor, you got a guy, mamas puts away Shemona Esra, word for word, follows it in all scroll all the way through, and he feels that, I put in a gewaldige Shemona Esra. With one line during Chazal Sashatz, he just threw it out the window. Tefillah doesn't have a koyach. Tefillah has a tremendous koyach. Ribbono Shel Olam told us, v'chol kareinu elav, whenever you call me, I'll answer you. Aseis mei tshuva, whenever you sit down and daven, he'll answer you. Where's the koyach ha-tfilah? It's not there. Because Ribbono Shel Olam takes a look at your actions. You mavazim me, you spit me in the face. Aye kvaydi. So I'm supposed to answer you? I'm supposed to hear what you have to say? Avinu Malkeinu kra roya gazar dineinu. If Avinu, where's your covered? If it's Malkeinu, where's your fear? You can scream Avinu Malkeinu and Ribbono Shel Olam's laughing at you. I'm Avinu Malkeinu? What's happening? The biggest God lavenim in soya, where the aver is too heavy, is because the damage that it does. When I'm a vaza the Ribbono Shel Olam, and I'm a vaza his mokim, then my tefillah, my Torah doesn't have that effect. And it's interesting, you'll find the biggest yetzahara to say a line to somebody is dafka during kaddish and chazal hashatz. Dafka, the kaddish by the loft aleinu, the yetzahara is burning to say something, and as soon as kaddish is over, suddenly you've forgotten what you have to say. But during kaddish, you had to say it. It was mamash pikuach nefesh to say it. Where does that come from? This is the satan that doesn't want your tefillah to go up. This is the satan playing fire that he doesn't want us. Actually, machshiv, the Beis Hamikdash ma'at of the Ribbono Shel Olam, covered shemayim, will scream Hashem Hu Elokim, will say all together Baruch Shem Kved Malchusay. What covered? What Malchusay? I'm spitting him in the face, and I've got to say Baruch Shem Kved Malchusay. This is covered I have for him. This is the Malchus. It's a nega. It's a plague that Klal Yisrael is smitten by. To the point, I'm not embarrassed to say it, I heard it from a younger man who told me that he used to live in Flatbush. He davened in a certain shul, and I'm scared to say which shul. He davened in a certain shtiebel, can't call it a shul, shtiebel, in Flatbush, where the mumchim in being mevazik kveid shamayim, and the speaking during chazos hashatz and kriyas haTorah, and the kiddush parties that start before the kriyas haTorah and go through who knows what. He said after the third younger man dropped dead, he said, I got nervous. He said, I moved out of town. I moved to Muncie. He said, I saw the writing on the wall. This is a guy told me, Balabos in Muncie told me, he said, I used to live in Flatbush, in the higher easts, higher 20s. He said, after the third guy dropped dead from that shul, he said, I got out of it. I read the writing on the wall straight away. He said, this is klar. You got to be blind not to see it. Roiv of Klal Yisrael and Roiv Bochum walking out of the yeshiva are going to be balabatim in 20 years' time. Let's call a spade a spade. Echad elef nechnosim ve'echad yoytzim. 1,000 go in, say Chazal, and 1 comes out. There's only one lake within America. Roiv Klal Yisrael, Roiv Binyan, a minion of Klal Yisrael, all going to work, making panasa. It's not only a machla, it's not what we call a yeshivish machla. It's a machla, it's a nega, that we don't chap. Klal Yisrael, I once turned on to a balabos, or davening in Flatbush, I turned on to a balabos and I said, you know, the anias that hit Klal Yisrael in the last 2 years, and it's only getting worse, is unbelievable. Is the oilam so scared to get up and put their foot down and say, your tefillahs are not going to help if you carry on schmoozing at the back? Your tefillahs are not going to help? And you can give as much stock as you want, and you can give as much skulas as you want, and you can go to 50 different babas, and you can have 50 different kameyas, and nothing will help. Kol's man, we're not makbid on kovod shemayim. Kol's man, you don't have that kovod shemayim. Be'etzem, la halocha, even in the base knesses, we shouldn't be shmuzing. Even in the base hamedrash, there, t'nai, whatever, some sort of heta, perhaps. Of a kovod shemayim in the middle of a tefillah? How many tefillahs were said for the Yeshua, what's going on today? The machlos that are going on, perhaps we don't hear about it. Just take it, go to the 8th, 9th floor over there in New York University. You suddenly get a shock how many Yidden are suffering from Yana Machla Rachman al Itzlan. The doctors are already making a joke, this is a Jewish machla. You want to know, where's the tefillahs? Where are the tefillahs going? Where are the tefillahs going? What happened to the tefillahs? What happened to all my Maisa stocker that I gave? Does anybody think that perhaps that the Rebbein Shalom, the Koyach HaTefillah, we don't have it because we're Mavaza? When you spit your own father in the face, when you spit your own king in the face, the Avinu Malkeinu that we say of Kra Roya Gzad Dineinu, tear up the bad Gezeira, or Shlach Rafua Shalema, doesn't work. Does anybody ever think about it? And we're not asking for too much. All we're asking is for 5-10 minutes of quietness. And you'll see it's the biggest Yetzirah. Dafka doing a Kriya. And any fanatic rabbi that gets up and starts giving a schmooze and starts telling the visitors who are there for a bar mitzvah or for a kiddush to be quiet, he's off his mind. He's a fanatic. Yeah, Hitler was also a fanatic. God la'avayna mitzoya means you're a tzeach. That's what the Shulchan Aruch means. You're a rotzeach. Just like Cain killed quarter of the world, those who speak during Chazos, Hashatz, and Kaddish, and Kriyas HaTorah are rotzchim. Because you're stopping the Koyach HaTfilah going up. You're stopping Klal Yisrael's tfilahs going up. You're taking away the whole Koyach of a tfilah. Your own tfilah, Klal Yisrael's tfilahs. When we walk into Yom Kippur, and the Ikar of Avodah of Rosh Hashanah was Malchus, and at the end of a Yom Kippur, that the Rebbein Shalom gave us a Yom Kapporo Slicha Mechila, we have to walk in with some sort of respect for Yed Shemayim. Some sort of respect for Yed Shemayim. When we walk in with a Kabbalah, I can't be a tzaddik overnight. I have my Yetzirahs. Nothing's changing after Yom Kippur. Right, that's why we say Slach Lanu in Shmoneh Esrei by the first Maariv. What are you saying Slach Lanu for? You just had a kapara. What are you saying Vehu Rachum for? Vehu Rachum Chapeh Ovum. What Aveira? I always tie it because you want to get past, because you're already dreaming about the food. You're already 2 hours ahead of time. So not Vehu Rachum Chapeh Ovum. Oh, but what's up in Slach Lanu for? Because Avada, we still have to ask for Mechila. The Rebbein Shalom is not wiping his everything off. We've still got to do tshuva. But he gave us some sort of kapara, Mechila. But if we don't have the first yisoid of Kvod Shemayim, of walking into his Beis Hamikdash, showing some sort of respect, how do bechlal, we don't have a leg to stand on. God laveinu mitzoy, we're all a bunch of rotzchim. We're murderers. Then we want to know, tefillahs don't help, what happened? Where were the gedolim? Where were the tzaddikim? Where were our tefillahs? How come? Somebody wants to turn around and say to me, so much stock was given by American Jewry in the last 20 years. Okay, you don't have to go too far to fight for that. So much, how come it didn't help? How come the Olam just wiped out? There was a guy from Lakewood told me that he used to do the Pekalach for Shabbos, what do they call it? Pemche Shabbos. He said 50% of the people who he's sending this year to Pemche Shabbos were the ones that gave him the big checks last year. What's going on? A gezeira on Klal Yisrael, such a gezeira. Where's our tefillahs? Aye Kvodi, says Ribbono Shloim. You want to come along and say Avinu Malkeinu? You want to come along and scream Avinu Malkeinu? Avinu? This is the way you treat my Beis HaMikdash? My salon? My main room of the house? This is the way you look at it. There's no koyach. Tefillah stops. Doesn't go further. Your mezalzel in kvod shemayim is the Rebbeinu Shlom says, Aye kvodi. Forget it. I don't know you. We want to walk into Yom Kippur and you want to get on to at least a leg to stand on. You've got to walk in with some sort of Kabbalah kvod shemayim. Whether it's a tefillin, this zilzul in tefillin, taking out a cigarette with tefillin, I don't know if it's mutar osur. I don't know if it's mutar osur. Chveisht. Walking into davening psukah de zimmer with a coffee, I don't know if it's mutar osur. I'm not going into halacha. But if your father doesn't like you to smoke in front of him, nobody's going to blow smoke in his face. I know one thing, it's a zilzul in kvod shemayim. You don't sit in front of a king when you're trying to get serious, or you don't go to a business meeting. Today you don't walk into a building in New York to smoke. Never! It's like the worst Havera. Everything else is not in Manhattan, except smoking in the building. And here we walk into the Ribbono Shel Olam's Beis HaMikdash. Mit the tefillin, with our kesha, and we can have a cigarette, we can have a coffee, we can walk into Pesukah de Zimna, Baruch Hashem, all we're missing is couches, that's all. Perhaps we should take out hookah while we're waiting for a minion to come for Yishtabach as well. That would be great. Then we'll be able to say Brichas Krishma Mamash with Kavon. Because I just walked out of a chill. Aye Kavaydi. Is anybody Chazorish Hashat? The Abocha Chaps not to stand at the back and schmooze. A Kaddish. Wait another minute. Show the rebate. It's only a shail of a minute or two. We throw away gold. We throw away a lomos. Worlds we lose from the 2 minutes because we have to get this vort across. And that's when the biggest Yetzirah is. Because afterwards it's not such a great line. In the middle of a Chazorish Hashat, oh, it's a good line. Kvod Shemayim is the first thing we've got to come in with. We're not asking for big things. Each one of you have to make your own Cheshbon HaNefesh. You've got to come in with some sort of ticket in your hand. You can be a back seat sit. You can be a back seat. It's a cheap ticket. You'll get the back seat in the stadium. But you're in the ball game. You've got to come with a ticket. The first ticket is Kvod Shemayim. Somewhere along the line, there has to be some sort of Kvod Shemayim. There's got to be some sort of a Kabbalah. Each one of the fields Madrega has got to walk into. When you say Hashem Hu Elokim, you've got to make sure that you're showing the Ribbono Shel Olam Avinu Malkeinu. Here I am. This is my ticket to show who's Avinu and who's Malkeinu. I'm a Kabbalah myself, a tefillin. No Dvarim B'Teilim with tefillin. What's the big deal? And when you're putting it on three minutes a day, if a Chazoros Hashat for those who are holding on a higher Madrega, a Kaddish, and for those who are on a really high Madrega, a Beruchas Hamozin, say thank you to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I once turned on to somebody and said, you know what? You don't have to daven, you don't have to put on film. But if somebody gives you a present, say thank you. Ribbono Shel Olam let you eat something. Say thank you. Af ben adam l'chavera, as being a mensch, morals, right? Say thank you. Das hab ich nicht. I forgot to bench. I hear. So your mother serves you a beautiful three-course meal, and as you get up from the meal, you say it was a great meal, read between the lines. That's what we're telling the Ribbono Shel Olam every time. I forgot to bench. I forgot to say thank you. Aye kavoidi, where's my cover? You don't even have the first decency to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Forget about Yiddishkeit, forget about frumkeit, not being frum, being frum. Decency. Kaifa b'teivasu shel adam. When you're kaifa in the teiva of a person, when you can't say thank you to a person, the saif, kaifa b'teivasu shel makam. At the end, you're going to turn around and tell Ribbono shel Olam, goodbye. Rabbi Yerucham says that if a person would understand how the body works, and if something small would go wrong, how much pain we would be in, he'd dance b'simcha every time he came out of the Beis HaKisei and say Ashiyotza b'simcha. That's all you have to have. Just one small little pipe go wrong, and the body can be poisoned. You can have infections. Who knows what? Everything's working. So I come out. Forget about washing your hands. It's a halacha. I'm a holy man. Ashayotza means saying thank you that you let my body run a normal way. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mizol tanzen in gatz. You have to be dancing. And that's with all the averes we do with our body. Rabbi Yochanan, still b'chesed u'rachamim. Let's it run normally. And we're not running to doctors with constipation, and we're not running to doctors with who knows what. Something small just has to go wrong. Everything goes haywire. Halavai, you would be able to say Ashiyotza, you'll be sitting in hospital. And all Ashiyotza is thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for the chesed that we can go to the Beis HaKisei. Does anybody think about it? Forget about washing negavas in the morning. Moida ani. First thing I wake up, I'm awake, I'm alive. Everything's in working order. How many people wake up? They can't move half their body. My eyes don't open up. I stopped hearing. Moida ani l'fanecho. I thank you. But what? Shechazata b'nishmasi. He actually gave back my neshama to me. I don't deserve it. He shouldn't really give back to me. But he gave it back to me. He gave me another chance. Did you say thank you? We're not talking about Yiddishkeit here. We're not talking about Frumkeit here. And then we walk in and start saying, Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu Malkeinu. It's Shaychus. Rachel looks at you as if you're coming from left field. I don't know who you are. You can't even say thank you to me. Well, I don't remember to say a brocha. Most brochas I forget. There has to be a card. Remember, we can be a backbencher. We can be the last seat in the stadium. But we've got to be part of that stadium. We walk into Yom Kippur. We go to Ani'ilah. We have to be part of that stadium where we all stand there and say, Hashem Hu Elokim. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you're part of my army. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, ah, take a look all the way around the arena. Everybody's saying, Hashem Hu Elokim. Avinu Malkeinu, we're going to scream. Oh! Avinu Malkeinu. You'll be at the top. You'll be at the back. You don't have the front seat. You're not sitting in a box seat. You're not from the big people. But at least I'm part of the stadium. I can stand there and look down and say, Hashem Hu Elokim. Why? Because I'm a Chabad of Ribbono Shel Olam. I have respect for it. It's an Avinu. It's an Malkeinu. I have a card with me. I have some sort of Kabbalah to walk into a Yom Kippur with. Something small. Doesn't have to be a big thing. Something small. As small as it'll be. But something that you'll keep. Not that it'll blow out the window straight after Yom Kippur. Something that you know that you can keep. And that you won't get embarrassed. And that it won't make you, it won't get in your way. Chas v'shalom shouldn't get in your way of all your yetzaharas. Chas v'shalom. Doesn't get in your way. But something small to show covered. That when we say Baruch Shem Kved Malchusei, Ribbono Shel Olam says, oh! Ashrecha Yisrael, Mikamcha Yisrael, Rebbe Yisrael will turn around and say, "Ah, Yisrael Asher B'cho Yispoi, this is Klal Yisrael who I'm proud of. This is Klal Yisrael who is part of my..." They're all part of the stadium. They're all in the game. Some more, some less. But we're all part of it. Kavod Shemayim. When we walk in with a Kabbalah, then we have Rishus to scream by Shema Yisrael, only on Yom Kippur, Baruch Shem Kved Malchusei. It taka means something. If you know the translation of Baruch Shem Kved Malchusei, the Rosh Hashanah says, "Ah, take a look at Klal Yisrael. One day a year, the Malachim, Kemat Kemat Malachim, they want to, it means something to them. I'll give them another chance. Their tefillahs get somewhere. I'll give them a year of Siyata Dishmaya. I'll give them a year of Refus and Yeshuas. Because their taka means something. There's an Avinu, there's an Amalkeinu. If we walk in with that card, the Rebbe Yisrael will give us the Siyata Dishmaya that will be Zeicha to a Gemah Chasim Notayu.